the ECOWAS position is very clear. We are telling them that ECOWAS will never negotiate with terrorist organizations. That is number one. Number two, we are not going to negotiate the territorial integrity of Mali. All other issues are on the table. The territorial integrity is off the table. So the mediator, that is President Blaise Compaoré, is the mediator of ECOWAS. And he has been in touch with these groups for a very long time now. And time and patience, are also running out as far as ECOWAS is concerned. And if we do not very quickly come to the negotiating table and then to agree that they have to relinquish control of those major city centers in the north of Mali, Gao, Timbuktu, Kidal, and other places, then we are going to use all other measures, including the use of force, to make sure that we get them out of those territories.
Last week, we learned that the African Union had asked for United Nations backing for military intervention. Is this the African Union or is this the ECOWAS that is asking?
ECOWAS is one of the building blocks of the African Union. What is happening now is ECOWAS preparing a request to the UN Security Council for a UN Security Council mandate under Chapter 7 so that we have all our plans covered. And we cannot get to that directly because the African Union is our umbrella organization on the continent. So we are doing it in tandem with the African Union. So it is an African position now that we cannot allow the situation in the north of Mali to persist if we have to protect and safeguard the peace and security in the region.
There are those who say that why would ECOWAS or the African Union want United Nations blessing under Chapter 7? Why don't you do like the West African nations did in the case of Liberia and Sierra Leone when they set up the ECOMA? I don't know if they ask for United Nations blessing under Chapter 7.
In the situation of Liberia and Sierra Leone, you should know the circumstances under which ECOWAS went in there. You remember when the war began in Liberia in 1989 and then early 1990, the whole of the international community was very much focused on the situation in Iraq. That was after the occupation of Kuwait and all that. So it was very, very difficult. And the world was just coming out of the Cold War, and there were so many issues. So we could not wait. Today, the situation is that probably we do not necessarily need that, because what ECOWAS and the African Union are doing are actually under both Chapter 7 and Chapter 8 of the United Nations, the use of force and the role of regional organizations in the maintenance of international peace and security. Those are there. But we want to do things by the book, because if you take Mali in particular, we would have preferred that Mali request ECOWAS. Then there will be no need going to the UN at all. But they are prevaricating. The military are still in Bamako, still controlling the situation in Mali behind the scenes. So the transition, that political legitimacy that we need in Bamako is currently absent. We have made it very clear to the military that they should just steer clear of the transition that is in progress in the Mali now. They have not formally requested. Normally, ECOWAS will request a member state, would expect a member state to make a request for us to go and then help that country to maintain its territorial integrity. We don't have that now. What is happening in Mali is a very complex situation. It's a double crisis. We've got a constitutional crisis in Bamako and the rebellion in the north. So under two circumstances, we feel that time is on the side of the international community. We want everybody to come on board and everybody to understand that what is happening in the north of Mali is just not a threat to Mali. It's not only just a threat to West Africa. It's not only just a threat to Africa. It's a threat to international peace and security.